It was good. We got in a rhythm early. Had some good tempo going on in the first couple of drives, but I would just like to see a little more consistency throughout the football game.
That being said, how frustrating is it to do that when you're playing well?
It's just unfortunate, but it's part of the game, and we're going to see tomorrow what the deal is and just move on.
You don't know much?
No, I just dinged it up a little bit, and we'll know more tomorrow.
What happened on the play?
I just got bent back a little bit. Nothing major.
Against the helmet? Arm.
I think it was he tried to swat the ball and just on the follow through and we bumped thumbs.
Could you have stayed in the game?
I don't know. I didn't really push it. I was coming out after that series anyway, so I was more just precautionary, ice it, and just kind of alleviate some of the swelling.
What went right for you guys on those first couple drives?
I think we were just clicking. We tempoed them, had them off balance, worked the run game as well as some of the keepers, and we just had them on their heels, so whenever we can do that, it's going to benefit the offense.
How much of a difference maker is Blackman being out there?
Oh, he did a great job, and having him out there just gives us another threat on offense.
I felt great. The timing that we had in practice seemed similar to games. Just have to be a little bit more patient in the run game, but for the most part, things went well. Getting tackled was great. Now we're just going to move forward and continue getting better.
You mentioned you weren't worried about your conditioning, but you wanted to get in there with that up-tempo style offense. How'd you feel in that?
I felt great. That long pass was pretty challenging. I looked back to make sure that they weren't switching personnel or going whatever, but other than that, I was pretty good. I wasn't going to see if they were going to pull me out or not if I looked bad. So obviously I didn't look that bad because they left me in, so we'll see how it goes next week.
How ideal was that first long drive to test you, but then just to get out of there?
We wanted to go, I think it was somewhere between 8 to 10 plays. But that first long drive was, I think it was about 7 or 8 plays. So it was right where we thought it was going to be. And then after that, I was ready to go back in for a second series. But coach was like, oh, you did enough. That's good. We'll get you ready for next week. So,
what kind of step forward do you think Blaine made tonight?
I think as an offense, we all took a step forward. Blaine, certainly, just getting the ball out, guys catching the ball. I think we threw to like 5 or 6 different receivers in the first 2 series, and guys were making plays. It was good to see Blackman back out there catching the ball. Ace did a great job. Even Will, our fullback, caught one. So it was great to see everybody get back there. Once we all get healthy, it's just going to be exciting to see us out there playing together.
Yeah, it was real good to be back out there with the team. Just try to go out there and take care of business and try to go out there and not miss a step.
What's this offense like for you guys at that? Just the tempo was noticeable today. I mean, you guys forcing the issue a bit.
It was a lot of fun. It's fun when a lot of guys can make plays and a lot of people are involved in the success. So the tempo helped us out a lot. Defense is tired and we just had to keep pushing.
You don't seem like you miss a beat even when you miss some time. I mean, did you feel like your normal self?
Right. I felt good. Like I said, it was just good to be back out there on the field. I liked it. And we did a great job, getting me back ready to go.
Is that that's just your arena, though, it seems like. I mean, out there in between the lines, I mean, you've been itching to get out there.
Right. I mean, that's just where I love to play. I love to compete. And, like I said, I'm happy to be back out there on the field.
Watching Blaine tonight. Looked a little different. I mean, what impressed you about him?
I mean, he made great decisions. All aspects of the game. He was throwing the ball well. He was picking up the tempo, running, moving the ball, calling plays, right there on the spot. So everything that he did was great.
It was real fun. Once you finally figure out, and get a tempo going and the quarterback gets comfortable with the receivers, I mean, it's a beautiful thing, as you can see.
That defense gives you an opportunity to take some shots and chances, but it seemed like the tempo that really forced the issue. Is that
that's
what happened?
We're trying to get fast as we go. A lot of defense don't get set. So if we could push the tempo and just make them play our game, then we always have the upper hand. So we just keep practicing.
What's it like seeing 14 out there?
Oh, man, it's amazing, man. I mean, just one of those athletic guys that never misses a beat, no matter how long he's out, come back, just like he never left, man.